K-State Nation, we're back here on Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, June 11th, 2024. And we'll get on right on into it, obviously, on Tuesday, 2 days after the fact. But combination, we're going to start, obviously, with K-State baseball. Unfortunately, season run came to an end over the weekend in the Super Regional against Virginia there. So, but not what I'll go saying, man. You would have gone back, right, a couple weeks ago. I would have told you about if they went on this. Now again, I've said this repeatedly on this podcast the last couple weeks that I would have gave him no chance, really, to be honest with you. But look, all the way back in the beginning of the season, look, this team was talented. They were ranked in the top 25 to start off the year, and they hit too many speed bumps early. But again, I'm learning, like, oh, you guys, the RPI is key to getting into the regionals, and Pete Hughes strategized that to, okay, let's just play hard teams early and often in the schedule, so when it comes time for the selection show, or if your record's good enough, which it was, obviously, for Kansas State baseball, then we have a chance to get in. All we need to do is just get into the show, and then let's see what happens, right? And K-State, really, throughout this postseason run, played with house money, and it almost ended up with a trip to the College World Series. Obviously, unfortunately for us, that did not happen. But still, looking back at it, this last, what, two and a half weeks, man, it is something there to be appreciated there. Pete Hughes did a fantastic job. Look, we've given him grief on this podcast repeatedly between myself and Alex Aiden on this podcast. But this could go a long way, and from what I've listened to anyways, and probably moving forward, that's going to be the key. K-State baseball going forward, especially, we're not the premier programs like Virginia and Arkansas, Florida, Clemson, anything like that, or Cal State Fullerton, LSU, none of that, but hey, if you can play yourself into a good record, you beat some of these good teams in the regular season, and then you set yourself up, no matter what happens in the Big 12 tournament. All you need to do is get into the party and then let loose. See what happens from there. I know party, that might be a little loose, but you know what I mean from there. But yeah, K-State ended their season on the baseball side here in 2024, coming to a close there as they could not be able to force a third inciting game over there in Charlottesville and Virginia as punched their ticket to the College World Series there over the weekend. So K-State baseball is in the books for 2024. Meanwhile, the K-State men's and women's track and field teams also in the books as well. And with a name in here that also got into the All-American for the heptathlon, that is your right Beckenskate, the senior who closed out her fantastic career on the field side anyways, collected second team All-American honors in the women's heptathlon over the weekend as well during the NCAA Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Beckenskate from Lithuania finished the competition 12th with 5,696 points during her third straight trip to the NCAA Championships, the most by any K-State heptathlete. That didn't come out right, but heptathlon athlete, we're just going to call it like that. My gosh. During her last season's championships, she also, last year she also got into this. Yeah, we just said she third straight appearance in the championships. Last year she finished in a ninth spot, in the top 10. This year, outside of that, over the weekend, Beckenskate did start way down the sheet, 19th place, with over 3,000 plus, but she won the javelin throw with a new PR, 155, dash 9 in her first throw in earning 811 points. She finished 12 feet ahead of second place. There, sorry. I'm going to have to go. All right, there you go. Okay, so now, yeah, we're back on track. Sorry. So earning 811 points, she finished 12 feet ahead of second place finisher with the 143rd dash 9 points there as well. During the first event of the day, she recorded her season best distance in the long jump, finishing 16th with a 19.0. She wrapped up the day in the 800 meters with an 18th place finish of a time of 2 minutes and 25 seconds there as well. On day one, she claimed 4th place in a shot put, and then she cleared a height of 5-5.25, placing 19th there. Yeah, in the high jump there as well. The track events on the first day, she ran 200 meters at 25.4, and in 100 meters at 14.7 there. And in the 100 meters, yeah, that came in 100 meters. Excuse me. Yeah, I left the hurdles out of that sentence. So the 100 meter hurdles, she ran 14.72. which ended up in 23rd place, and a 200 meters ending up 22nd there as well. Also, All-American honors as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kent State sports, wrapping up officially now the 2023-24 athletic calendar year for Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on the podcast. 4x4 relay team made All-American honors as well, but this time they made the honorable mention, which featured Nen Matlock, Jimmy Omala, Tyreek Lewis, and Kyle Gale, Hannah Stewart in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, and Andrew White in the men's discus throw as well. So everybody getting recognized for K-State on the men's and women's track and field side of things as well. So the NCAA championships wrapped up over the weekend as well. K-State baseball falling short in the Super Regionals. And now we can officially turn the page now and get ready for some gridiron, or prepare yourselves, K-State Nation, for some gridiron action, folks. And we will definitely talk a lot about that leading forward, unless between now and then with basketball recruiting still going on with men's and women's basketball. Men, I think, are close to filling out their roster for the 2024-25 campaign there as well, but we're going to be majorly getting you ready for the football season, because there has not been enough talk about that, given the fact that, hey, I mean, between Carl Bernat on the women's golf side, right, K-State baseball, and the deep run they made, surprising run they made, and men's and women's track and field, it's just been so much going on. We haven't really talked about football. Well, we're going to be getting into that here as we're already approaching the middle of June. Plenty of time, and we'll be discussing a lot here on the podcast. And let's not forget about the other channel on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER, the number 3, Eddie's, EDDIE, the number 3. Oh, I butchered that. Let me start that over again. GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S podcast. You'll find it there. I plan on recording an episode over the war. Actually, two, hopefully two this weekend. I know one for sure. Possibly another one, Alex Aiden. We'll see what the schedule falls, because this weekend it is Father's Day. So we'll see how my schedule plans out for that. So I know I'll be recording one on there, one on the running side as well. So looking back at the calendar year, athletic wise, what a run! And now we get look forward to Avery Johnson, Chris Kleiman, the head coach of the Kansas State football team, see what they do coming up. But we still have a lot of time between now and the end of August to prepare and get ready for football season. So, but yeah, we'll be up, and I'm hopeful to get some returning guests on the pod. I've reached out to one already, we just got to get that all worked out. I got two that have not been on this podcast that I want to get on here and talk some as well. So we'll get that all figured out, hopefully, And then we'll definitely get bring back Keithan on the podcast as well. And also bring back my co-host Alex on as well to talk this run about K-State baseball. So lots more to come here on the Pro Project Podcast. We don't stop because, you see, even though the athletic calendar year is in the books now, between 2023 and 24, that don't mean this podcast stops. We're going to keep rocking out content here. And we still got to get the Carl Bernat's other postseason reward as well. So a lot to get onto for sure. But for right now, that is going to do it for right now. So the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever we have a chance to post Kansas State sports content. You know we're going to find us here on Apple Podcasts. If you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast there as well. We're going to be rolling out content now again since the athletic calendar year is over. I don't know how the schedule is going to work moving forward, at least for the summary-wise anyways. But we will try. We will do our best. I know we'll be on here at least more than three times a week on this podcast. So definitely make sure we dive on in to that as well. And also tap into our bonus channel on Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast there. There will be a recording on that, possibly two. So we'll see as the week progresses there as well. So I got to get these things scheduled. Otherwise, it's going to be passed over. So that definitely we'll work on that for sure. And we'll get Alex Aiden, co-host of this podcast, on Podbean, postcast of football and sometimes basketball in here as well to get his thoughts on the run for K-State baseball. But that's going to do it for right now in this edition, Tuesday edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. K-State baseball is unfortunately in the books. K-State makes it track and field. Also concluding as well with some honorable mentions from our girls and guys as well. Eddie Greer from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.